can shake it, you can break it, and hang it on the wall.
If a style of music can be played with guitar, bass, and drums, chances are Jimbo Mathus has tried his hand at it.
But yeah, man, I've done everything from old-timey to psychedelic electric music, you know, to swing, vaudeville, blues, like real, all different forms of blues, hill country, delta, had Chicago. I mean, I played with Buddy Guy for 5 years. I've been called to do a lot of different things for different reasons, you know, in the music field. I'm not the best, slickest player out there, but I know how to get in there with musicians and make things happen, you know?
He owes that to a rich musical heritage that started when he was very young, and he first started playing with his family band.
We had a family band with banjos, mandolins, bull bass, harmonicas, you know, guitars, pianos, you name it. Well, I grew up with the traditional repertoire of us, you know, of that region, you know. So going back as far as they had music in that part of America, my family's been playing it.
Mathus honed his chops and paid the bills in a variety of bands once he left home, including a band called The End, then later Johnny Vomit and the Dry Heaves, a group which prided itself on being one of the first punk rock / experimental noise bands in the state of Mississippi. But after a move to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Mathus and his then-wife, Catherine Whalen, burst onto the worldwide music scene with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. The Zippers were in the right place at the right time and offered a rootsier alternative to the burgeoning neo-swing offered by groups like Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. They played the second Clinton presidential inauguration, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, and were seemingly everywhere for a brief moment in time.
What's that?
A lawsuit went on to derail first the Zippers, then eventually Mathus and Whalen's marriage. But Mathus had realized fame and fortune in the music industry was fleeting, and from the beginning, he sought to record music immune to the whims of the music industry. A solo effort called Songs for Rosetta, which was released just before the Zippers got big, consisted of stripped-down blues that paid tribute to blues legend Charlie Patton, whose daughter was a close friend of the Mathuses.
That was against my will. I lost every penny that I had in my pocket but a greenback dollar bill.
After the Zippers folded, Mathus went back to the sounds he heard and played growing up. His background gave him the tools to go in several different directions.
And so I learned the whole canon. When I finally, you know, did come across like Harry Smith anthology or whatever, you know, as an adult, hell, I knew half the stuff on there, you know, just from the songs I sang growing up, you know. And so that was really great for me to get that solid bedrock training, you know, and I've utilized it in every group I've ever been a part of.
Mathus worked with such luminaries as Elvis Costello, Alvin Youngblood Hart, and it was none other than Buddy Guy who came to Mathus when he wanted to take his own sound down a different path.
He switched from the Chicago style to the hill country style, which is worlds apart. It's 180 degrees apart. Getting this droning trance thing, and people, it's very sexual music, you know. It's not flashy. It's not... oh, virtuoso. It's more about the groove, man, and how heavy and you can make it. So that's what you're hearing on Sweet Tea, is us, you know, going for that sound. And you don't have horns, you don't have, you know, the instruments are all half broke down, you know, and you don't have pianos, you don't have organs, you don't have anything. Just bass, drums, and electric guitar. And one dude singing, you know.
Since then, Mathus has gone on to record a bunch of albums, 12 in all, under his own name, the next of which won't be along until April. They can all be branded as Dark Roots Music.
There was a darkness there, but we made it more palatable. I'm a pretty positive guy, but I think about a lot of darker thoughts, man.
Mathus, now remarried and with a record company he really likes, says the music he's doing right now is what makes him the happiest he's ever been. Oh, and just a note, if you go out to see him, you might want to bring a pair of dancing shoes.
I want to say they just had a ball. I cracked them up, made them maybe dance with their wife or girlfriend, and they never have done that before. And just maybe heard some really powerful music, too, that maybe moves them and inspires them as well. As long as they're saying something, then I've done my job. If they're not saying anything, then I should have just stayed back in Mississippi.
Jimbo Mathus and the Tri-State Coalition perform Saturday night at Vanguard Arts at 420 Jackson Street. The show begins at 8. For FM 90, I'm Steve Smith.
In the city, there is something wicked. There is something crooked. All lives were misled in the city.